It's that time again, and we are so glad to be able to be right here with you today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we just rushed in here from a big Thanksgiving dinner at church, Nan.
Wow.
And I mean rushed in here, and we are here in one piece. We're here.
We're here in one piece.
And we're going to have a great day.
We're going to have a great day. We've already had a great day. It's just going to get topped off here in a few minutes.
Man, I'll tell you, what a powerful, powerful service and wonderful anointing of the Word of God on the Word of God. Just love it. Just love it. And so looking forward to this show with you and Betty Thomas from Michigan. Used to be Indiana, or her little transplant up there to Michigan. She and her husband moved up there to be near Megan and Ben and the kids. And so we look forward to Betty sharing with us here in a little while. It's been a great day, Nan. And I'll tell you, as we gather together in the house of the Lord, you never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
A lot of ministry to a lot of people today.
It was just,
let alone turkey and ham and everything else.
I'm telling you. Our Thanksgiving dinner, it was wonderful. A lot of great, we had a lot of great cooks at that church. It was good stuff. It was good stuff.
It really was. And it's just fun to have the fellowship, you know, the believers getting together. We're looking for a new location to meet in. And as soon as we get that found, we will be telling everybody on the air if you're local so that you can come and join us if you like. We're believing God for that suddenly moment when that all comes together, right?
Suddenly it's going to come together.
Yeah, why do you say suddenly, Nan?
Why do I say suddenly? Well, the Lord led me to a shirt in a store, and it has a lightning bolt on it. And he said, that's the one you're supposed to get. So I got it, and I said, I don't know what lightning bolt means, but okay, what you're in charge.
Well, lightning bolt kind of, don't you think, is a
suddenly
thing that just comes
yes.
out of the sky? And
yes,
yeah.
And that's what he let
I
me see.
I think a lightning bolt is a good representation of a suddenly moment.
I think it is, too. And so I'm wearing it. Shall I tell them?
Go ahead.
I'm wearing it every Sunday until we get a new building.
Until we get that, yes.
Until we
and
get that.
So
and
every
I wash
Sunday,
it. I wash it.
Yeah, it's clean every day, every Sunday. So, but you know what? We are believing God for a big thing here because we're out of space and we've got to have more. So
yes.
We thank God for the room that he's going to give us to be able to minister to more and more people because that's what the ministry is all about. Kind of just wonderful as we celebrate Thanksgiving too, because I love this every time of year, as we go into the Christmas season to start with Thanksgiving, as we move into the teaching of Jesus, the Messiah, which is going to be the title of our new series. That's going to start 2 weeks from today, Jesus Messiah. We're really going to get into some amazing faith building things. So you don't want to miss that series starting in 2 weeks. So today we are still in our series, Signs and Wonders, study of the book of Acts. Today we're on praising and thanking. Wonder why? Why would that be?
Maybe it's the time to be thankful.
Oh, maybe it is. You know, and then we talk about this a lot, that God really instructs us in his word to be thankful regardless of what's going on. We're going to get through to some scriptures here in a few minutes about that. so often we do good at being thankful when it's convenient for us. You know what I mean?
Well, when everything's going fantastic, great, hunky-dory, it's easy to say, be thankful. It's when right. things get challenging, it's a little bit more challenging to be thankful, but we need to praise him in all things, and he will move in those situations
praising
in our lives.
Praising him in all things. And yes, we're going to talk about that whole concept. We're going to give you some really good ideas here on Thanksgiving and what that means. The giving of thanks to God, and why is that so important? We're going to talk with Betty about that, too. We're going to give you some practical insights today about what that does for you as you learn to give thanks. And above all, we just want to share God's word with you. We are here on the air every single Sunday at this time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have been. We're in our 12th year. Nan, that's just, you've been a part of this radio ministry for probably 4 or 5 years already, haven't you?
Actually, it's about seven.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Where
is 2011.
Time, 2011. Where has the time gone?
I don't know. We've had a lot of shows during that time.
We certainly have. Our first was in April of 2007. So we have celebrated our 11th anniversary, and we are in our 12th year. You know, every single Sunday afternoon, I love football. And so when we first took on this project in 2007, a friend of mine said, really, you're going to give up your Sunday afternoon football? And I said, it's not that I want to give it up. I really love football, and I'll go home after I leave here and watch all evening. But it's because God has called us to do this, Nan. And when God calls you to do something, you have a choice.
You better choose to do it. The best choice is to choose to follow the leading of the Lord.
But period. A lot of people don't.
A lot of people don't. They miss out on a lot of blessings by that way.
That's exactly right. They miss out on the blessings. You know, what if the Puritans had not, pilgrims had not come from Europe over here and had that first Thanksgiving dinner? What if they had just stayed over there? You know, who knows what would have happened to this great land? But, you know, there were people who felt led by God to come to this new land. And as a result, we're in this land today, you know, so... you know, we just have to learn to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Let's start with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts for a great and mighty show today. We feel your presence already. We thank you for the show that came right before us, Truth Talk, and what a blessing they are. And Lord, we just ask your blessing on them and their ministry. And as we know, they pray for us, we pray for them. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to get done today in this show with Betty and Nan and I. And we just thank you because you have a plan. And we're just going to execute it as best we possibly can. So we thank you for all the listeners who listen now or later on. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And let's see if we've got Betty on the line. Do we, Betty?
Yep. It's
yep.
me.
Yep.
Hi, Betty. Yep.
Hi, Nan. How are you, dear?
I'm fine, dear. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Down sitting in the sun inside.
You're sitting in the sun inside Michigan. What's your weather? I mean, it's got to be cold, right?
Actually, today it's 37.
Oh, that's good. You've had a heat wave.
Yeah, partly cloudy with a little bit of wind, which makes it feel like 21 degrees, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm used to it.
Okay. Well, we like your attitude.
Thank you.
And yes, and I just drove to the station with the top of my car mostly down, halfway down. And you don't want to hear about the sunshine, do you? No.
Of course. You know, I always like hearing what you have to say. So both you and Nan.
Yeah. Okay. We know that's not exactly true, but that's okay, yeah. Betty. We love you. So
no, we love you too.
We've been in this series for the last couple months. Actually, it's been longer than that. I'd say 3 months. On Signs and Wonders, a study of the book of Acts. It's really blessed me to get back in the book of Acts and see the early Christians and what they did after Jesus went back to heaven and how they were committed and sold out and 100%, you know, with what God wanted for them. We're going to talk about all of that in just a couple minutes, but we're going to start right now with a great song by Todd Agnew, and it is Joy Unspeakable.
I found his grace is all complete. He supplies my every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free indeed. What kind of joy is this? It's joy unspeakable. All you've done for me, it's indescribable. Just a taste of your glory, and it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. I found the pleasure I once craved. It's joy and peace within. Blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural not to tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. How its waves of glory roll. It's like an overflowing well springing up within my soul. It's joy unspeakable, all you've done for me. It's indescribable, just a taste of your glory. And it's unnatural tell the story of all you've given me. My words are incomplete. It's joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable.
Amen. It certainly is. So much joy when we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Yes, joy unspeakable. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. Along with me today, Nan Watson from our church right here, and Betty Thomas, a wonderful Beaconite, but at a distance in Michigan. And so glad you're both with us today on the show. This is Thanksgiving, the show right before Thanksgiving. And we want to talk about Thanksgiving. We want to talk about praising God. And starting with a song like Joy Unspeakable, it just reminds us of how great our God is and how much joy he brings to us on a moment-by-moment basis. Betty, talk to us about the joy unspeakable. So many people, if they don't experience it, Betty, they have no idea what we're talking about, right?
Well, yes, I totally agree, because you get to a point where most of the time, if you're down and you feel like you just, you know, there's nowhere else to go, is that God is always there. He brings us through the power of his Holy Spirit, I believe, is what brings us back into perspective of who God is, what he's done, and the joy that comes from knowing him.
Yes.
On a personal level. Because, you know, he breaks the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
And, you know, joy unspeakable. You know, you see that old children's song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Right.
That's where it starts.
Right.
And there are so many people that, you know, you see even up here, people are just walking around and it's just like they, you know, they've lost their best friend.
Right.
And once you get that joy inside of you, it's hard to keep it, you know, kind of pushed down a little bit. Because all you want to do is give thanks and, and tell God, thank you for all you do for me.
Yes. And there is such joy in serving the Lord. And I think some of our listeners maybe are listening and saying, well, I don't know. How do you mean joy? You know, Nan, how can you have joy when you have a lot of hard things going on in your lives? How can you have joy, you know?
Well, you just have it by the grace of God. I mean,
okay.
you just, I mean, it's there. You know, it doesn't mean that you're liking your circumstances or you're liking what's negatively impacting your life at that moment, but you can have joy in the midst of that. And, you know, the Word of God tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Absolutely,
it
is.
So when we have joy, we're gaining strength.
Amen.
And all that helps us to handle or deal with the negative, whatever's happening in our life at that time.
You quoted Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so when we start this show with a song like Joy Unspeakable, it's an invitation to our listeners to say there is more to life than just going to work and on your daily activities. There is a deep joy, and there's a difference between happiness and joy. Joy's deeper. Joy comes from the presence of God in our lives. We're not always happy, as you just said, Nan, about everything that happens in our lives, but we can still give God thanks that we have a new day, another day to serve Him. Betty, talk to us about that. Woo! Yes.
Yeah, that's powerful, because when we walk around with a shroud of gloom, it's hard to be able to understand where that's coming from. But, you know, even in our darkest time is when we have to dig down deep and say, you know, I've got this. God has this for me. I've got
Amen.
This joy, and I'm going to show it. And it's just like whatever you're going through, praising, prayer, and getting in the Word helps to bring that back. Once you realize that there's something missing,
right?
It's usually the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so it's hard to explain the difference between joy and being happy, but it's just when you stand in the middle of circumstances that you have no control over and you
right.
can still praise God and you can still give Him all the glory, that is joy unspeakable.
It is. And there comes a point in life where we begin to realize, wait a minute, I get all upset about this, and then I get all upset about that, and then I stew and fuss about this, and then this doesn't work out the way I want to. And in the midst of all this, God never leaves us, even when we're being fussy, Nan. And I know Nan can be fussy, Betty, and so can I, and so can you, right?
Yeah.
Nan, in the midst of our fussy times, it's like God says, I want you to see the bigger picture of your life and not get so concerned about those little details that are making you fussy.
That's true. What came to mind was the song by Hillsong entitled Potter's Hands.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he's molding us and he's making
yes,
us.
He is.
And it's through those trying times that we gain the most growth, really. I mean,
it's true.
You know, when everything's going fantastic, hunky-dory, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to slack off on praising Him, thanking Him, having His joy because everything's going fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when things start to go not fine, so that sometimes we can get a little bit fussy about the mm-hmm. situation. What we need to do is praise Him, which is what we're talking about today. We need to praise Him in the midst of that.
Right.
And when we're getting all fidgety and just settle down. Settle down, praise Him, because He has a big picture in hand. He is the potter. We are the clay.
Amen.
And He, you know, I mean, that song is just, I play it often over and over
Potter's
and over
hand.
Again
yeah.
in my car because it's just such a powerful song.
Because so often we feel like if God really loved us, we wouldn't go through difficult times. Betty, you want to address that because it's not true, of course, but you want to address it?
Yes, I will address that. One of the things that we have to do is it builds character. Trials and tribulations build perseverance.
Amen.
It gives us a foundation
yep.
to stand upon and to be able to know that we grow through this, that God is most likely trying to get our attention or trying to show us just how capable He is of handling any situation that we're faced with.
Right.
Because when He was on the cross, we were on His mind and took
yeah.
upon Himself every situation that we went through. I mean, from top to bottom, He suffered, and He knows that our comfort comes from the Holy Spirit, and that's where our joy comes from, is knowing Christ and being filled with the Holy Spirit is something that every Christian should be able to have, because it does. It helps us get through those very difficult times and helps us through the word is to keep our joy.
Amen. And we're going to go to Psalm 92 to kick off the show today, but the last three verses of Psalm 91 just hit me. And in the Message Bible, it says this, Psalm 91, 14 to 16. These are the words of God talking to us. If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you'll only get to know and trust me. And this is where the rubber meets the road, people, that he will do his part if we get to know him and trust him. Call me, listen to this, and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life and give you a long drink of salvation. Nan, how does that, those three verses apply to your life? If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care if you only get to know and trust me. Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation. That tells me that there's some things there we can get happy about and be joyful about.
We can get happy and joyful in those situations. We need to realize that we can apply that to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people wouldn't want to apply that to their life because they like to live in, oh, woe is me. Look, is what's happening.
I kind of talked about that this morning
you
in my
did.
Sermon about self-pity, the power of self-pity.
Yes. And some people, that's where they have their identity.
Right.
Is in, look at what terrible things happened to me. That does not mean you do not share with people.
Right, yeah.
You reach out to your brothers and sisters for prayer. Sometimes it may be a situation you just reach out to one person for prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a situation you don't share it with the whole congregation, just
right.
one or two people, and that's okay.
Right, sure.
But we need to be able to get past that.
We can't wallow.
That.
You know, we can't wallow in our despair. That's where people get into so much trouble, and they can't. They have a hard time giving thanks if they're wallowing. You know
that's
what I mean?
True. That's true. I know someone who does that.
Okay.
Someone close to me who does
okay.
that. I don't think they realize they do it.
There's a lot of people that wallow and don't realize they do it. It's a way of life, maybe forever. They've always been that way. And it's everything is complain. Betty, you want to address this? Because it's hard to give thanks for some people when they are wallowing and feeling sorry for themselves. And, of course, I didn't know that the show was going this direction. So we're just going to go with it. So,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Betty. You know.
Well, I think one of the things to start with is that people choose to live in that, what we used to call a pity party.
Right.
Is that that's maybe the way that they were brought up,
mm-hmm.
from childhood into adulthood. But it almost like it keeps drama going. It keeps people, they keep getting attention for the obstacles and the mountains that they face. Is that it's their choice if they want to stay that way. God doesn't want us living in self-pity. He wants
absolutely
us above
no.
that.
We, yes.
Children of the King are above that. We are looking, for a future in Christ. And staying in the Word is probably the best place you can go because there's an answer to most problems in that book called the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard to see people who are day after day after day just don't have anything good to say. I mean,
right.
it's always a negative
yeah.
nanny.
Right.
And you have to be able to say, okay, God, talk to him just like we're talking right now. God's listening. He wants you to talk to him. He's your friend. He should be your best friend. He's your number one buddy. And
yeah.
That's the way it should be. And they would be so astounded if they stepped outside their pity zone and came back to know Christ as I know him, as you know him, and as Nan knows him.
Right.
If we learn on different levels of how to cope with disappointments and tragedies and so forth, but we have to learn that God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
And he will, just like in Psalm 91, He has, you know, his angels are set around us to help us and to keep us uplifted, keep us from harm.
Amen.
And it's amazing that, you know, you smile at people and you have the joy. And just Megan and I were talking about this the other day, is that, you know, we always try to smile and say, you know, customer service, have a, you know, have a blessed day.
Right.
And if you see someone like that, give them something positive to hold on to. Whether it be a song or a prayer or a card, is that we, the body of Christ, have to be Christ's hands. We
right.
have to be an extension of him, because maybe if we would show them Christ in us, it might help them to pull them out of that rut and get them back on solid ground, which is
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen. And you know, this whole thing of Thanksgiving, I think so often we get it in our heads that it's like, I'm supposed to, every year at this time, I'm supposed to gather around the family table on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, and I'm just supposed to say, okay, God, I'm thankful that I have a nice, comfortable bed. I'm thankful that I have da-da-da-da-da. You know, and I think that so often this is the ritual that people go through. And what God wants us to do, and what we're talking about today on this show, is God wants us to develop an attitude of thanksgiving 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. God wants us to learn the power of giving thanks. Nan? We're going to talk about thanks right now before we go into praise, because thanks is the prelude, I think, to praise.
We need to be thankful. And there again, like kind of what was said earlier, we're not necessarily, there are things in our life that maybe we can't be thankful for, but what we need to do is focus on the things we can be thankful
yes.
for, and thank God for those things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, that's just what we need to do.
Well, the verse that says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Okay. So I will enter his gates. So it came out today as I was teaching, didn't plan on teaching this concept, Betty, but it came out that thanks needs to be the prelude to praise, okay? Because when we have an attitude of thanksgiving, we appreciate who God is, okay? And then we begin to praise him. And so often we kind of get it backwards, I think. We're told to praise God, so we sing a song and we praise God. But if our heart is not full of thanks, we're not going to enter into his courts with praise. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, we have to be thankful in all things.
Amen.
Amen. Breathing. You know, he woke you up this morning.
Right, right.
Maybe you didn't feel 100%, but, you know, he did wake you up. And there, I know, over the last several years, we've all been in different seasons.
Right.
And he's growing us. He's
yes.
wanting us to, and that's one of the greatest things we can do is to give him thanks for what we have. We have a roof over our head. We have food in our tummy.
Right.
We have clothes on our back. And as Nan was talking, one of the things that, you know, came back to me is that sometimes we are neglectful,
mm-hmm.
That we are, so used, we're in a slump, or we're, you know, we're just not used to being positive. But I've noticed that over the years that, you know, different seasons brings different types of joy.
Right.
And when I say different types of joy, there's the kind that when you go into church and you're, you know, you're just so ecstatic, you know, to be at church and be able to praise him and give him thanks for doing what he did for us, you know, 2,000 years ago when he died on the cross.
Right.
And take it for granted, I think, Nan and Pastor, of the things that we do have. And that's one thing that I learned through, you know, through your teaching, is that give thanks.
Amen.
Thank him for what he's done for you. Thank him for all of the things that we have. You know, some of them are material, but thank you for our grandchildren. Thank you for our children. Thank you that I have a sister or a brother. It's those things that,
sure.
again, we take for granted. We really do.
Well, we have a lot to thank him for, and we're going to talk a lot today about thanking that propels us into praising. And here's a good song to start that discussion with. Our God is an awesome God. And if you don't know that, it's time to figure that out. God is awesome. Awesome. You're the healer of our bodies and of our minds and of our emotions. You're our provider, Jehovah Jireh. You're our peace. You're our comfort when we're going through difficult times. Our God is an awesome God. Wow, what a joy to know that truth. Psalm 92, verse 1 says this. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks. To sing an anthem to you, the high God. That's a beautiful thing, Betty. To give thanks and to sing an anthem to you, the high God. To announce your love each daybreak. Sing your faithful presence all through the night. Accompanied by the dulcimer and harp, the full-bodied music of strings. In other words, the psalmist is saying here, wow, it is so cool and beautiful to give God thanks. Talk to us, Betty. It's a wonderful thing. Why is it so wonderful?
Oh, I tell you, because it does a body good. It does your whole soul, mind, and being is to give thanks, and how God reciprocates giving us back joy, giving us the things that we really need in our life, like joy, love, patience, you know, kindness, all of those things that God gives us is so, it's unmeasurable at some point in our life, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And you have to remember is that God can handle whatever you're going through.
Amen.
And you've taught this years ago, is, you know, giving thanks is something that we do without even thinking.
Yeah, it comes natural. It should come natural.
It just comes natural. It's like, you know, in your car, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody was at the other, it's been a week or so ago, we were sitting in a local restaurant having lunch, and the lady came up from, you know, the waitress, and she said, some people just paid for your lunch. And
wow.
And I looked at the waitress and I said, well, whoever they are, will you please tell them thank you? And it seems like thank you is so hard for people to do nowadays.
Yeah, isn't it? Why?
It's so difficult. I don't know. I don't know whether it's the circumstances that they're in, the stress of just life, period. But once you start that giving thanks, praise, it just comes naturally.
It does. Yeah.
Because you have just such an overwhelming sense of comfort. You have an overwhelming sense of peace when you begin to give thanks. And in fact, you and I had talked about this one-on-one of changing the way that we pray.
Right.
You know, instead of, I want this and I want that, you're giving, you know, you're not helping me in this situation. One of the things is if somebody does something nice for you, or you want them to do something nice for you, what do? You thank them.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for opening that door for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or thank you for picking up, you know, something I dropped on the floor. It just, once you have the joy and once you have that spark of joy, even, it starts to ignite. The more you do it, the more you give thanks, the more it becomes natural to you.
Well, it does.
I believe that.
Oh, I agree. And that's, you watched the Facebook post, actually, that I did on, I think it was Wednesday of this past week. And if you all missed it, go to my post, Marcia McAllister Post, or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and find it and share it. And I was talking about the value of thanks, and two of my little grandsons, two of the 11, were so kind as to send me little gift card, or little thank you cards a few weeks back for the present I sent them each for their birthday, and how that makes us feel when we are thanked. Do you want to talk about that a little bit, Nan? Because it blesses me. It did when I got those gift cards, or not gift cards, thank you cards from Grant and Mason, my grandsons.
Well, you know, I have a 27-year-old son.
Right.
And, you know,
we didn't know you were that old, that you have a 27-year-old
son. I had him at 10.
Oh, no.
Just joking.
Sorry about that. I don't believe that. Hey, Betty, I think we have lying going on right here on the show.
Well, I think that the truth might want to come out here, that, Nan, the truth will set you free.
That's right.
Okay.
There you go.
I was 21. Actually, 29, actually. Anyway.
Okay.
It
10,
makes me happy.
21, 29. It took her a while to get to the truth, Betty. Did you notice that? 10,
yeah,
I'm 21,
yeah,
29.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
29, yeah, I was kind of late there.
All right, okay.
Late bloomer.
I was a late bloomer. you know, it makes me happy when he expresses appreciation for something I do. And so just as humanly, as I'm his mother, he's my son, and he thanks me, how much more and greater it is that God loves to hear his children thank him.
You know? Think he does?
I know he does.
I know he does,
too. I know he does.
Yeah. And verse 4 of Psalm 92, you made me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. How profound your thoughts. Dullards, I love this in the Message Bible. Dullards, whoever they are, not Dillards. We have a store named Dillards down here. Dullards. Dullards never notice what you do. Fools never do get it. When the wicked popped up like weeds and the evil men and women took over, you mowed them down and finished them off. One, because you, God, are high and eternal. Look at your enemies, God. Look at your enemies ruined. In other words, what the psalmist is saying here is, it doesn't matter if bad things happen. God, you take care of those bad things, you know? And I love over in about verse 12 of Psalm 92, my ears are filled with the sounds of promise. Good people will prosper like palm trees, grow tall like Lebanon cedars, transplanted to God's courtyard. They'll grow tall in the presence of God. This has everything to do with flourishing in our Christian walk. And we do that. And here is a key, people. This is not just because the pilgrims came to this land that we celebrate Thanksgiving. We give thanks because of who God is and what he does in our lives. Nan, talk to us, and we'll go back to Betty.
Woo! Well, I want to read the next verse in the version I have here.
Go ahead.
They shall still bear fruit in old age.
Oh, that applies to you, right?
That applies to me, because I had a child at the age of 29.
There you go. Yeah. Still bear fruit. Isn't that nice, Betty, that she's finally telling the truth on this show?
Yeah, I think it's admirable.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's just so cool to thank him. I mean,
yes.
You know, and you can be driving, you know, these days, because everyone has speakers on their phones and through their car system, you can be praising God and talking to God driving down the road, and there's no one's going to think anything about you because they figure you're on the telephone.
Right.
Now, 20 years ago, if you'd have done that, they'd have been looking at you like you were crazy. But now you can do that, and people won't think anything at all about it. And, you know, we need to harness those opportunities to get to praise him and
yes.
to thank him and praise him, you know, as we're going down the road.
As we start thanking, here's our premise today. As we begin to thank, some people are afraid of praising because they connect that with being a little crazy over the top in church like we are at Beacon of Hope. And some people think, wow, I mean, really? You praise God a lot? Yeah, we love to praise God. But you know what? I believe and I propose today that when we start with a grateful heart, when we start with a heart of thanksgiving, it is easy to just morph right into praising. Betty, talk to us about that. That's my contention today. I believe that with all my heart.
Oh, I do too. There's just such a exhilaration of energy and power that comes when you praise. And you're probably saying, well, what do you mean by that, Betty? Well, one of the things that happens is once you start verbalizing the love that you had for the Lord.
Verbalizing, not just in your mind, right? Speaking it.
No, speaking it,
singing it. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And I said there's so much power that comes from praise, from, you know, thanksgiving and then praising, that there is so much power that comes with the speaking or the, you know, just like it says, you know, David, the psalmist, you know, speak it out at the top of your lungs, and it clears out all the cobwebs. It pulls you out of the dungeon.
Amen.
It breaks chains, mm-hmm. because when you do that, you're setting something in motion of trying to get rid of the doldrums or the dullard. And I hopefully that I am never a dullard, because I want to be able for someone to say, there's just something different about you. And it's like, well, I got my praise on today. And I've said that, you know, for the last few years, is once you start praising,
right,
you have a hunger
right.
for it. You have a thirst for it.
Mm-hmm.
The more you do, the more you want to do it, because it frees your soul, it frees your spirit,
right,
to be able to praise God and to give him thanks for maybe what he's doing and what he's going to be doing for you in the, you know, in the next few days, weeks, and months to come. And but again, we have to be able to set aside some time in the car, you know, in the bathroom when you're taking a shower or whatever. That's the quiet time that you have, that you can spend time praising God. No one else is around you. No one else
yeah.
can hear you.
Yes.
And but then also in church is that you can gather, and there's power in praise.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Because if you're gathered together, where two or three are gathered,
oh,
in
amen.
His name, there he is in the midst of them.
Amen.
And, you know, there are the church that we go to here, they were talking about what happens when we start praising God. Is there's a party going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
God inhabits the praises of
yes.
his people.
Yes.
And that's what he wants. He so enjoys. I can just see him, you know, dancing around the throne, and it brings in such a, it breaks the negativity.
It does.
The people who are not positive and don't have a positive thing to say about anything or anybody.
Right.
It breaks those chains.
It does.
It breaks them.
And I propose that one of the reasons a lot of people don't thank God much is, and I said this on my Facebook post the other day, is that a lot of times they don't see God's hand in their lives, Nan. They feel like, well, I did that myself. That happened, or because I'm so well-educated, I got that job, or whatever. You know, so often we have blinders on our eyes about how powerful God is. Give us a quick statement on that, and then we're going to play this song by Danny Gokey and Chris Tomlin. Go ahead.
We just need to really recognize how big he is.
Yeah.
We sell ourselves short.
Right.
By not recognizing who he is.
Yes.
And how powerful he is in our lives.
Because so often we are only seeing what's right in front of us, and we cannot fathom how God could change our circumstances. Listen to this song, and if this doesn't fire you up, I don't know. I don't know about you if it doesn't. Chris Tomlin, Danny Gokey, Impossible Things. Love this song. One day I played it in my car about 72 times in a row, I think. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration.
You heal the brokenhearted. You set the captive free. You lift the heavy burden. And even now you are lifting. Darkness surrounding me. There you prepare a table. In the presence of my enemies. Yeah, there is no healer like the Lord our Maker. There is no equal to the King of Kings. Oh, our God is with us. We will fear no. You do impossible things, yeah. You
Yes, he does.
You set the captive free.
Oh, amen.
You lift the heavy burden.
Yes, let him lift your heavy burden.
And even now, you are lifting me.
Let him lift you up right now. Giving thanks for who he is and all of his impossible things that he does causes us to give him thanks. Woo! Oh, we're just reminded. I love to play air drums on that song, Betty. You should see in the control room here. I was very busy playing air drums very well. My son Ryan's not the only drummer in the family. I can play air drums, all right? And I'll tell you what, that song just reminds me of the potential that God has to change our circumstances, Nan, with the Suddenly shirt on.
Yes.
And when we hear a song like that, Nan, what does that do for you?
It just lifts us up. It just encourages us. It makes us want to praise more, thank more. I mean, he's in control. He is in control of everything.
Amen.
You know, I like to take 2 minutes and share about my job situation and how God really moved in the situation. And it came time that I needed to leave where I was and the place I had been for 8 years, where I prayed with people in my office. The time of ministry was through there. So he made a way. I got a job. It's a very prestigious job with the school system. And in 4 weeks... They told me they were sending me somewhere temporarily. Well, bottom line, they wound up getting me out of that position. It's because I figured out one of the bosses didn't like me. And, you know, it's in the midst of that, they put me in a school, then they put me in another school, and I was just doing mundane things. And, you know, God's grace was with me. I enjoyed stamping inside of books for 11 days. For 11 days, I look back and I'm like, well, I don't know how I did that. But for 14 days at another school, I mean, at the same school, I did... worked on student files for 14, almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, all this stuff. And then they moved me into my position. And I love my job. I love going to work.
Did you ever think you'd hear that, Betty, about Nan loving her job?
I mean,
well, no, and that's, you know, it's so important to realize that you've got to bloom where you're planted.
You do.
And you have to understand that God, you know, it may not happen in our time. We push things. We want things to happen. But God has something better for us. So once we kind of bite the bullet and say, okay, God, you're in control. I trust you, and I thank you for answered prayer. And then after, you know, the situation occurs and, you know, she was moved into the position that she has now, which we praise God and thankful for, is that, you know, when he gets us to a point where we can experience joy in the workplace, we can experience
joy. There you go.
Joy.
I like that, how you're tying joy in there. I like that. Yeah.
How you can anticipate and have the admiration for a God who cares for each of us all the same. You know, he wanted Nan in a position where she would be joyful,
yeah,
where she would be able to be to
praise
bloom where
God.
She's planted. And that's, you know, we prayed hard for her.
Yeah.
You know, in what we call interceding for mm-hmm. her mm-hmm. On her behalf.
Yeah,
and
we did.
It worked. Prayer worked.
It did.
And you know, we would just, even though we don't see it in existence, thank him for it, because there's keep moving forward.
Didn't we?
Don't give up.
Amen.
God, keep going.
We do. And didn't we all thank God for Nan's job that she would eventually like? And honestly, Nan, I've heard you for years now not like your job, right?
Yes.
So this was a big miracle that you have a job that you are perfectly suited for now, that God moved all the little pins around to get you exactly right where he wanted you. And if our audience can get a handle on God's plan for our lives, sometimes does not work out in our timing, but that's where Thanksgiving comes in, where we need to be giving God thanks. You say, Pastor, you sound like you're really on. Yeah, believe me, I believe this because I've lived it for so many years. Nan, talk to us about that real quick before we get here at the top of the hour. I cannot believe, but it's almost top of the hour. Go ahead.
Well, I was thankful throughout all that, and if it wouldn't have been for the steps that he led me through, I wouldn't be where I am today. It was because of where I was. And I learned a lot along the way and met a lot of nice people along the way. And I thanked him along the way. I said, you know, you have the perfect place for me. I was trying to figure it out, and it just wasn't working out. I was trying to apply for jobs. It just wasn't working out. He had a plan, and he moved in his timing. The, like Betty said, the pins, he moved them around and gotten me where I am now, and I'm very happy.
Why is it that we as humans have a hard time learning that, Betty? Why is it? Just give me a short answer because we're almost up here. Got to do station ID in a minute. Go ahead.
You know, sometimes it's out of fear.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
Sometimes it, we become selfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. That's not where I wanted to be. We have to turn the table and say, okay, God, surrender. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And that's where we have to start.
Oh, yeah.
In a situation is ask God, okay, God, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm going to give you thanks for you moving that mountain out of Nan's way so that she had the perfect job. She couldn't see it. But, you know, there's, you know, we breathe, but we can't see the air, but we still breathe it.
We still, yeah, good point, good analogy.
And he's there no matter what we are,
right.
Where we are, what we're doing is, you know, God loves Nan, God loves Pastor Marcia, God loves me. He's going to put us where we can be used the most, and then that's where the joy, the thankfulness, and the praising comes.
So true. We're going to talk more about this in our second hour. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Yes, it's a two-hour show, and it has been since the first year in 2007. We celebrated recently our 600th show. We give God all the glory and the praise for all these years on the air right here at Tan Talk Network. And it's been a blessing. It still is. If you want to catch some shows you've missed, go to tantalknetwork.com. Go to the podcast tab and go down to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you can catch them. Also, at the end of each month, our webmaster puts all of the shows for that month on our website. Also, the same thing for our Thursday night Go Yard show. Nan, say something very quickly about Go Yard. It's in, please, Thursday night, 6:06 p.m. right here.
It's like a life coaching show. You can call in. You can ask questions. You can make statements. And you touch all kind of subjects, and it's a wonderful, I call it free counseling.
It is. 6:06 p.m., Dr. Angel and me, my other name, Mama Mac. And Betty, talk about our prayer ministry real quick.
Okay, one of the things that we believe in through Beacon of Hope Ministries is the power of prayer. Where two or three are gathered in his name, we have a prayer warriors. You send in your prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. Myself, Shell, or Pastor Jim picks up those prayers that your request that you have. We attach a prayer, and it goes out to all of the prayer warriors within just a matter of a few minutes. And so we immediately begin to pray for that need. And if you want to be a part of the prayer team at for BOHM, for Beacon of Hope, is just say, hey, add me to your prayer team. I want to be included. You can send that request to prayers@bohmglobal.com because people, God still answers prayer.
Amen. Very well done, both of you. Betty, comment on the Facebook post because you are always one of these. A lot of times you are listening live as it's happening. You want to comment on that?
Yes. Pastor Marcia has designated like 17 to 23 minutes, just depending on what she has to say, what God's given her.
There you go.
It's uplifting message from God to help you, just like with this last one, Thanksgiving, is, you know, telling you how to give thanks or telling you how to praise God or just to let him know that God loves you. You can also hear her dog in the background at times.
yeah, you
can. Their little, their 2 cents in, which they're praising God and thanking them for the faithful mom that they have.
All right.
Even the faithfulness of...